This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's gator season in Florida. For 5 weeks every fall, hunters are allowed to stalk the state's biggest, most dangerous predator. Alligators can weigh more than 1,000 pounds and grow up to 14 feet long. Once on the endangered species list, there are now more than 1 million alligators in Florida, according to biologists. Hunting is allowed now within strict limits. Only 2,000 permits are issued, and no guns are allowed. If you want to bag an alligator, you have to do it the old-fashioned way, at night with a harpoon, a snatch hook, or bow and arrow. Does that make it a fair fight? Well, NPR's Philip Davis went to Lake Hancock in central Florida to find out.
It's 9 p.m. on a rainy, pitch-black Saturday night. Lake Hancock feels about 1 million miles away from Disney World, just 40 miles to the east. Frogs hoot in the rushes while mosquitoes and dragonflies dive bomb at any exposed human flesh. The landscape is flat, the water murky. There's really nothing special about the lake's 4,000 swampy acres, except for one thing, says professional alligator hunter Phil Walters.
In this lake, the biologists say there's between 5,000 to 8,000 adult alligators over 4 feet in length. So there's a bunch, a whole bunch. Would you care to go swimming?
No swimming this night. What Walters is doing is taking a trio of hunters out on the lake aboard his preferred mode of travel.
We have a 16-foot aluminum-hulled airboat with a 1975 Cadillac 500 cubic inch engine, up to a prop that's 80 inches with a 60 pitch.
The group heads out into the inky blackness. Hunter John Ventimiglia is clad head to toe in camo. Ventimiglia, who's the middle-aged owner of a Florida dry cleaning business, says he's ready.
I like to hunt all kinds of animals no matter where they are in the world, and you'll see if we get one up to the boat, you'll see a lot of action. It's not a boat ride anymore. It's a close contact with dangerous game, and that's the part I like.
Walters gives Ventimiglia and his son Mike their state-approved weapons.
These harpoons are stainless steel, and once they go in, you got to cut them out. That's all you need to hold an 800-pound animal, just that little dart.
Walters has two 110-watt halogen lamps mounted on his baseball cap, which he uses to scan for alligators.
You'll get a ruby-red reflection from their eyes when this light hits them, so that's how we locate them.
The airboat roars back and forth across the lake for what seems like hours. Every once in a while, the darkness is punctured by a pair of glittering red alligator eyes.
Sit tight, I got a trail. John, sit down. All right, where did he go? He was trailing.
Almost always, the reptiles are too quick. They disappear into the tangled rushes before the group gets close enough to chuck a spear. So there's plenty of time to slap away mosquitoes and talk about Florida's gator hunt.
They got a book full of regulations that you have to follow. Since these were at one time an endangered species, and they were brought back from the brink to where now we harvest them and for meat, hide, and also for recreation, there's a lot of rules involved with these things.
2,100 alligators were legally hunted last year, far fewer than the 5,700 alligators killed last year as nuisances because they made themselves at home in Florida backyards and swimming pools. Finally, after midnight, a gator is spotted out in the open water.
All right, get ready. He might come up. If he comes up, hit him and knock the living tar out of him. He's what you want. He's a big one.
Walter snags the animal with a hook and line to keep it from swimming away as the hunters ready their harpoons.
See that leg? Look for the body. Body's hard. Hit him forward and hard. Hard! That's fine. Hit him hard. Pull back. We got one dart in him.
A huge scaly head, rows of yellow teeth, rises out of the water.
There it is.
Jesus.
That's it. Pull it.
Get in.
We got three darts in him. Pull the pole, John. Pull the pole out of him.
The alligator is at least 10 feet long, 375 pounds. It takes the entire group to subdue it. A line is thrown around the gator's head and tightened to keep it from biting, and then Ventimiglia uses a hunting knife to sever its spinal cord, killing it instantly. Then he steps back to admire the night's work.
That's the real thing. We got a good gator tonight, bigger than I was really hoping for. You know, when you go hunting, you've got to take what you get. And once in a while, you get a good one. We got a good one tonight.
Ventimiglia estimates that the alligator will yield at least 20 pounds of edible meat, and he plans to mount the creature's massive head. Not everyone is happy with the hunt. Groups such as the Animal Rights Foundation of Florida say it's barbaric and are campaigning to end the hunt. But state officials deem it a success and plan to offer it again throughout Florida next year. Philip Davis, NPR News.